be seated.
The joy of the gospel be with you. Welcome, my friends, Hope College, to the first Friday of the school year. Welcome. It's a blue tie Friday this semester. Believe it or not, we already have some guests checking out Hope College, and we want to welcome you to our community. We like to think. I got to tell you what, it is so good to be back together and to sing with you. It's so good for me to know that you're my people and I get to be your people. This is one of my favorite times of year because it's energy's fresh and there's excitement and it's like electricity in the air. But one of the things I get most excited about is that over the next year, we have the opportunity. It's like a Christmas present underneath the tree that, if opened, would give our souls delight. It is this gift that we can receive. It's the opportunity that through this year we get to make new friends. Friendships that can last generations, that can echo through the canyons of time. I believe with all my heart that gathered right here are a network of relationships and friendships that can encourage us along the way in our faith, in our scholarship, in our love, and all that we do in our jobs. If you don't know this, friendship, Christian friendship, is one of the great gifts of life. Have you ever had a friend that is to you like family? A friend that when you see them, your heart leaps with joy. A friend that will stick closer to you than a brother or a sister. A friend who's always loyal, who's always ready to give you a challenging word, to conspire to make you better. Doesn't let you off the hook. Encourages you, cheerleads you, worships with you, loves you. If you haven't had that friend, I hope, and it's my prayer this year, that you will have one and that you will experience it here in this space, in this soil of hope. I think one of the great things about a college campus is that you have this opportunity to make really great friends. One of the things that I got to do this summer that was really cool for my wife, Kristen, and I, is I got to see one of my best friends. One of my best friends from graduate school, T. Gatewood, is a pastor in the mountains of North Carolina. And we decided that we hadn't seen each other for a while, and we decided to ride the Blue Ridge Parkway. This is the mountains of North Carolina. Now, T. Gatewood was my best friend from St. Andrews, and when I was working on my dissertation and I was stuck, T. Gatewood would call me every single day. He would work on my writing. He would encourage me all the time. T was that person I would go to whose voice would kind of shout down the voices of self-doubt in my head. T, to me, is one of those friends like a brother, and I miss him. I miss seeing him. So we conspired to say, let's ride our bikes together over the Blue Ridge Parkway. So that's T up front. Yeah, that's Trigger in the back, the big tank. And the Blue Ridge Parkway stretches right outside of Charlottesville all the way down to the Smoky Mountains in North Carolina. It's about 468 miles. So the next picture, that's me solo on the Blue Ridge. Looking good, Trigvy. That's my new bike. I love it. That was my present to myself for finishing my dissertation. Next slide. That's us at the highest elevation of the Blue Ridge Parkway. Again, that large-looking figure in the red is me. I'm on a plan. Yellow. T's off to your left. My left, your right. Anyway, T's in the yellow there. And we just had the greatest time in the world. For 6 days, we're sharing each other's life. And T's one of those friends. And if you have this kind of friend, you know what I'm saying? He's got a passport to basically ask you anything. You know, he reads my mail. He knows about my marriage and what's going on. I know about his. We're encouraging each other. We're praying for each other, which was really helpful on the Blue Ridge because if you don't know, the Blue Ridge is a lot of up and down and a lot of up. And if you look at me, I'm not really built for up. We had one day that it was pouring rain, and I climbed for 30 miles in the rain. Now, 30 miles at about 5 miles per hour, you can do the math. It took me hours. I'm a grown man, but I physically broke down and wept on that bicycle. Next slide. And this is all of us. That's Catherine, T's wife, and then my little Trig and Kristen and their daughter, Sarah. And we, the families kind of met about halfway through, and we had dinner together. And for me, I love this picture because it is a picture of Christian friendship. We go years back together, our families. And there's just this sense of being together full of joy. And now with little ones, it's extending to the next generation. Now, why do I bring all this up? I bring it up because I want to invite you into something this semester. Something that if we take seriously, I think could teach us and encourage us to have those kinds of friendships that can last a generation. I want you to come and invite, I want to invite you to come to the gathering this year. And in the gathering, we're going to listen to a letter from the Apostle Paul to Christians in a little town called Philippi. It's in northern Italy, right on the edges of Europe. And in this letter, there are all of the resources to explore what it means to be a Christian friend. Philippians, if nothing else, is the art of exploring Christian friendship. Philippians was written by Paul probably around the year 60 AD. It is written from prison, most likely while he was in prison in Ephesus. And Paul is away from his friends, those that he loves, those that when he sees them, he's full of joy. They break bread together. They encourage each other. They pray for each other, but they are friends. And Paul is far away from them. And he writes a letter. My friend T and I probably talk on the phone at least once a week. We email probably just about every other day. We send each other our sermons back and forth, and we're constantly trying to encourage each other and following Jesus along the way. But I think, what would happen if I couldn't call T? If I couldn't send that email? If I didn't have a cell phone number? If there wasn't Skype, if I couldn't IM, if I couldn't text message, what would you do? How would I get a hold of my friend T? Well, once upon a time, not too long ago, that was the situation, and people would write letters. They would sit down with a piece of paper and some form of writing utensil, and they would write a handwritten letter. Now, maybe you are too young because you've grown up in a culture without the art of letters. But maybe some of you have received a really finely crafted and worded letter in your life from a good friend, or maybe your mom or dad or a brother or sister, and you know the pleasure of getting a letter in the mail, and it's addressed specifically to you. And in that letter, that time and space and distance is closed. In that letter, your friend suddenly appears and is right there with you. Well, that's what's going on with Paul to the Christians in Philippi. Paul's far away, and he sits down with a pen and parchment and writing utensil, and he writes a letter to his friends. And he begins the letter this way. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, along with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying in every one of my prayers with joy for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until last, because you hold me in your hearts. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. And God is my witness how I long for you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, so that you might discern what is best, so that on the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. And Paul ends his letter with these words. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The friends who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those in the emperor's household. In the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, be with your spirit. He begins with a salutation And he ends with a benediction. And in between is an exploration of the art of friendship. In between is mutual encouragement and confrontation. In between is a challenge to be joyful always. In between is a prayer for the church in Philippi. In between is an appeal for help and to share in the suffering. But mostly it is a letter in between that is encouraging constantly for the friends to pursue and to grow in knowledge of Jesus Christ so that we might discern what is best, that we might produce the harvest of righteousness. Philippians is a letter from one friend to another. And that's significant. And you need to know that in Paul's culture, friendship was a really big deal. It wasn't a casual Facebook kind of thing. To be somebody's friend in this culture meant that you took on their burdens. You took on their obligations. To be a friend had a certain sense of virtue. There was loyalty, and there was honor, and there was fidelity. All of the things that make life worth living are found in those bonds of friendship. The great philosophers like Cicero and Seneca and Plutarch and Aristotle wrote long philosophical treatises on the art of friendship because in this culture, friendship was the bonds by which business and economics and religion were experienced. And so for Paul, having these friendships tied together was at the core of what it meant to be a Christian, that we were never meant to do this on our own, as lone rangers. We were never thrown back on ourselves. We were always thrown into a new relationship, a friendship. And so this is my appeal to you, my friends. Is this year to come to the gathering and chapel with us and explore the art of friendship. In this room right now are the seeds of relationships that can stand the test of time. Let's learn together what it means to be Christian friends. If you had that kind of friend that you can go to, that you can pray with, and who will pray for you, no matter what, no matter when, have that kind of friend that you will always defend their honor, that when you see, you leap with joy. That's the opportunity we have this year together, that this space would be reserved for that kind of friendship that would have a ripple effect through time. This is my little guy, Trigvi, and my friend T's son, Thomas. Thomas, I think, is the class of 2023, 24. Trigvi is the class of 2027, something like that. So there is a chance that these two little ones will go to college together. Not so long ago, you look like these little guys, right? And now you all grow up. And you have this opportunity to have friendships. It's my hope that Trigvi and Thomas get to be friends together, that maybe someday the four of us, T and Big Trig and Little Trig and Thomas, will ride the Blue Ridge Parkway together. And maybe you'll ride the Blue Ridge Parkway. Maybe not the Blue Ridge, maybe some other road less traveled. But as you travel it this year, join us as we do it in friendship in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Pray with me, friends. We thank you, God, that you have given us one of the greatest gifts of life, the opportunity to be friends, the opportunity to be friends in your name, Jesus. May we take that call and challenge seriously. Teach us the art of friendship this year. And as we launch into this weekend, Lord, may we be good friends by encouraging and conspiring each other best, keeping us to make the right decisions and choices in all we do. Come, Lord Jesus, be upon us this year as we explore what it means to be in you and for you in all things. And all of hope said, amen. Go in peace. Have a great weekend.